Psalm 35, 27, and 28. Interesting psalm. Why is it in there? To give us hope. When I looked at the psalm, the first thing I thought was, oh, there he is. David's complaining again. Not only does he complain, but he comes up with the solutions about the situations, and he is in the process of telling God what to do about it, right? He's not seeking God, saying, God, you know, tell me what you're going to do about it, but he is giving God instructions. And he goes on and on and on, and finally gets it off his chest. How often do we need to not scoff at David, but do the same thing?
Yeah.
We need to tell him what's bothering us. Too often we tell our friends, our spouses, our closest friends, our dogs, our cats, whatever. We tell everybody but the person we're supposed to be telling about how discouraged we are, how we're feeling, how we don't like it, how that person got that and I didn't get nothing. Amen, amen, amen. But there's things we go through and we complain. But in doing so, he got it off his chest. And then he came to his senses. And I love verse 27. Because he says, and God, you're going to do all this for me. And you're going to set me free. I know you are, because that's who you are. And then he says, but let all my true friends shout for joy.
Yes.
All those who know and love what I do for you, let them say the Lord is great.
The Lord
and
is great.
He delights in the prosperity of his servant. Then I won't be able to hold it in. Everyone will hear my joyous praises all day long.
Beautiful.
Your righteousness will be the theme of my glory song of praise. Amen. Amen. Your righteousness dwelling inside of me. I would add that to this. Your righteousness dwelling inside of me will be the theme of my glory song that I'm going to shout and I'm going to sing to everybody, telling everybody how great you are. I heard this morning Robert Morris do one of the best sermons I've ever heard on evangelism. And the bottom line is what he said simply is, tell them your story. What has he done for you recently? Share that with an unbeliever. Share with the people you come. You don't have to remember the four spiritual laws and all that stuff. You don't have to have a degree in theology to be an evangelist. Just share about what God's done for you. First, share it with the unbeliever. Share it with believers, because it lifts their faith and builds their faith. And that's what David is saying in this psalm. He's saying, those that I know, those that love me, I'm going to tell about the wonderful things you've done for me. And equals, as Pastor Sherry says, equals. What does it equal? Your righteousness will be the theme of my glory song of praise. And we're going to praise him this morning. Let's stand and let's say this verse together. And then we're going to praise him who's able to come through for David and come through for us. Amen. But let all my true friends shout for joy. All those who know and love what I do for you. Let them all say, the Lord is great, and he delights in the prosperity of his servant. Then I won't be able to hold it in. Everyone will hear my joyous praises all day long. Your righteousness will be the theme of my glory song of praise.